The U.S. women's national soccer team entered the World Cup stage last night in a big way by beating Australia 3-1. NPR Shireen Marisol Meraji watched the game with 31,000 screaming fans, including one family spending its summer vacation following the team.
Meet the Hemphills.
Michael Hemphill.
Emily Hemphill.
Meg Hemphill.
Julia Hemphill.
Naomi Hemphill.
They road tripped from just outside Roanoke, Virginia to Winnipeg, more than 1,500 miles, and set up camp along the way with their pop-up tent they nicknamed Martha.
It has been better than I anticipated, I must say.
Every campsite we go to, there's either no shower or the shower's broken. Seriously, we have not washed in 3 days.
That is not true. You have not washed in 3 days.
You can see the Hemphills have a sense of humor. Mom Julia is a family practitioner. Dad Michael does marketing for the girls' school. 15-year-old Naomi, 12-year-old Emily, and 10-year-old Meg are all soccer players. It was Dad's idea to hit the road for a month.
See some beautiful country and have us all spend some time together real close. And at the same time, you know, following something that we're all real passionate about, which is U.S. women's soccer.
They were biting their nails during the first half of the U.S. women's game. An obviously nerve-wracked defensive line left too many scoring opportunities for the Australian team, forcing goalie Hope Solo to make one incredible save after another. Even though the U.S. scored pretty early on, Australia tied it up before the half. It was very physical out there and wasn't looking good for the Americans until 61 minutes in. Kristen Press scored off a beautiful assist from Sydney LaRue. The Hemphills were on their feet, high-fiving one another and hoping for just one more goal to ease their nerves. And they got it, making Rapinoe second in the game.
It was good to see them rack up 3 goals tonight.
Good because the Hemphills need some worry-free rest after all that travel. They'll be staying put at a campground in Winnipeg, taking in some of the local sights and relaxing until Friday's game. The U.S. plays Sweden, and it's predicted to be a tough match. The Swedes tied Nigeria yesterday, so they're looking for a win to give them the best chance to move to the next round. And as Naomi and Meg Hemphill know, Sweden's Pia Sundhage used to coach the U.S. team.
All the players have been there a long time. Like, they obviously know her really well and everything, so I think it'll be hard for them to play against their old coach.
Yeah, and she knows our techniques. She knows our techniques, which is not good. That's not good.
Not good, but definitely exciting. And nobody wants to travel 1,500 miles without showering for a boring World Cup game, right? Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News, Winnipeg.